Something we're very excited about here at Call of the Land. One of the exhibits at the new Royal Alberta Museum features Call of the Land. About 4 years ago, I was contacted by Pat Myers, historian at the Royal Alberta Museum, about the possibility of putting Call of the Land in the museum. Pat joins us in studio to talk about the exhibit.
Well, there are a few reasons, Caitlin. First of all, I was looking for stories that touched on important points in Alberta's history. And for me, Call of the Land was one of those stories because it started in the 1950s when Alberta was changing. It was becoming more urbanized. Oil was having a much larger part in the economy. And the government of the day did not want to leave rural society behind. So Call of the Land was one way to get information out to the rural population, out to farm families. So I was interested in it for that reason. And the second reason was that we were looking for strong voices to carry some of our stories. And when I talked to you and you suggested Jack Howell, it just kind of came together.
You mentioned Jack. He hosted the program for 36 years, and I think he did over 7,000 programs. He did some narrating and voicing for the display, which is pretty cool.
Yes, he did. He did a wonderful interview with us. And as well, I found in the provincial archives actual recordings of the shows, some of the shows that he had done. So we were able to put some fantastic audio programs together for the visitors so they could revisit this period of Call of the Land.
And then when people go, they're going to see there are some artifacts, and both of us kind of went back into some rooms at our building and found some pretty cool things.
Yeah, it's amazing what you find when you start kind of rooting around. And Caitlin, you found some fantastic stuff for us. We have some tape recorders that Jack used. We have the what was called the portable recorder then. People will be surprised at its size. We have the mics. We have the little instrument that told you how fast your tape was running so you would be broadcasting it at the right speed. We have a hat that Jack got at one of the research fairs that he attended. So it all comes together as a full story.
And you've seen some people at the display. And what are you seeing and hearing when people check out the display?
They talk a lot about the technology and how that has changed. I have watched people listen to all the audio segments talking about how the issues really haven't changed and that what was news or what were problems then are still many of the same things that we struggle with today.
And this display didn't just come about. Like, you contacted me, what, 4 years ago? So it's been a while in the making.
Yes, we worked together for quite a while, and it was just a fantastic amount of fun, and meeting and working with Jack was certainly one of the highlights of the museum development experience for me.
My predecessor, Jack Howell, features prominently in the exhibit, and we'll hear from him on tomorrow's program.